Welcome to the Web3 Artist Spotlight, the podcast that shines a spotlight on talented artists who are leveraging Web3 technology to sell their art and connect with collectors in new and innovative ways. Through in-depth interviews, we learn more about the artists behind the art and uncover their unique creative processes, inspirations, passions, and the stories behind their captivating artworks. From seasoned professionals to emerging talents, we bring you a diverse range of voices from the Web3 community, and we delve deeper into how blockchain technology, NFTs, and decentralized platforms are revolutionizing the art industry.
MPoseEcho is a talented and prolific generative digital artist who has accumulated over 1,600 individual collectors worldwide. He is a Hall of Fame artist on Known Origin. He has been featured in galleries, including the Museum of Contemporary Digital Art, and it doesn't stop there. Apart from creating mesmerizing art, MPoseEcho is one of the most supportive members in Web3, using his platform frequently to spotlight newer and lesser-known artists, and he is constantly coming up with fun and engaging ways to add more value to his collector base. Truly someone we can easily say has served as a role model for many in the space. And with that, Giancarlo and I are honored to welcome MPoseEcho to the stage.
Thank you for hosting me, actually, Jenny and Giancarlo. Like, for me, it's an honor to join your space. You guys are doing a fantastic job in our community and a big inspiration for lots of people. Therefore, I wanted to thank you from my bottom of my heart. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for that. Appreciate that so much. So let's kick it off, MPoseEcho. Maybe take 5 minutes. And why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, your personal story, and ultimately how you actually got into this whole Web3 space?
Sure. It's MPoseEcho. I'm from Istanbul, Turkey. I'm a self-taught NFT artist, and I'm a huge fan of abstract and geometrical art. I love it. I joined the NFT space in November 2021, so it has been almost like 2 years. And continuous improvement is one of my values. I believe we can grow together via supporting each other, especially in the Web3, in the NFT space. So first 9 months, for me, it was a challenging because I had almost zero sales there. First 9 months, we are talking, not 1 month, not 3 months, 9 months. But I never gave up. I keep improving my art. You know, I keep showing up every day for our community. I keep supporting other artists. I started to make the right connections. And then one day, my art is discovered by Known Origin. I got accepted to Known Origin. And in the next 6 months, after I get accepted to Known Origin, I made 1,000 sales. So I became a Hall of Fame artist there. And then my art is featured by Mokta. I had my In Real Life exhibitions in Rome, London, Lisbon. So it has been a huge journey for me as a self-taught artist, which I'm also very excited for the journey ahead of me. For me, in the last 2 years, I would say I made over 50 collabs, and so proud that we did it together because we combined our force, you know, as a true artist, you know, we combine our, you know, let's say vision, approach, and then came up with something new, which is very exciting to do. And for me, I can also introduce myself as a I joined the NFT space once I saw it one of my friends' feed, actually. She was mentioning the NFT on her timeline. And I said, you know, what's that? I need to, you know, start to let's say, research about it, get to know more about it. And then once I get into the, you know, also learn more about it, I said, you know, I need to put my art. I need to, you know, be part of this amazing community because, like, this decentralization, and then you have this freedom to reach, to represent your art without any gatekeeper. I think it's a huge privilege. Then I, you know, jumped onto the NFT space like 2 years ago, and I'm really glad that I did. Because of that, I just, you know, met amazing people in our community, to name a couple of them. Obviously, you, Giancarlo and Jennifer, and of course, Carlos, Chaz, Luco. Once I look at to the down, I see Thomas, Adriano. these are amazing people that I met on the Web3. And we have this daily, you know, let's say we keep in touch daily, which is very important. And then we become like a family, you know, we support each other. Therefore, I feel myself privileged to be part of this NFT community.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing a bit more about the story. And I was amazed when you mentioned, like, you know, you joined November 2021 and you spent 9 months, you know, no sales, but still in there, still making connections, still supporting other artists. Before then, you know, you had your like big break joining Known Origin and then selling over, you know, 1,000, you know, making 1,000 sales, you know, that's amazing. A testament to like, you know, perseverance, right? And sticking through difficult times. And one thing I did want to follow up in terms of a question was, I was curious because you are a self-taught artist, but I was wondering, like, did you always like love art most of your life? Like, was it always a part of it, or was it something that you kind of developed a love for like later on? You know, how did that happen?
Well, actually, it was a part of my life, but I'm not like, you know, from the educational part, not like with the art background. Yeah, as a self-taught artist, I try to do something myself, obviously. And I just love, you know, mathematics and geometry, actually, since I was a student. Then, you know, as I started to improve myself and learn better and get better, then I started to combine these two. Like, art is in our daily life, in everything you see, everything, everywhere you see. Look, you notice that in nature or everywhere around you. And then I started to combine it with my unique style. And then I came up with this, you know, Emposeco style, I would say there. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And so, what I'd be curious about is, I guess, a follow up, right? Like, what do you think, you know, what really inspires you, I guess, to create your art? And what do you think influenced the style that you have? Like, how did you arrive at that style?
Yeah, that's a very good question, actually. You know, since I was a kid, I was always into the mathematics, like this geometry. That's what I love and enjoy. And even after I grown up, same process continues for me. And for me, the universe is like structured around mathematical principles. Like, these geometrical patterns can be found everywhere. I mean, from the, you know, galaxies to the symmetry of the snowflakes, or even parking your car, you know, there's a geometry there. Like, there's a mathematics. You need to put your angle in the right way to park in a parallel parking. And by creating art, I aim to explore and to present these inherent patterns that, you know, underpin the reality. Therefore, I would say, you know, on top of that, my style is particularly influenced by chaos and order also, because we have like lots of things going on our daily life around ourselves, you know, this sometimes up, sometimes down. But what I want to do is, you know, recognize that pattern or rhythms, let's say, and then create both bind and differentiate, you know, subjects around it, so that the abstract nature of my pieces provides viewers an opportunity to perceive the world in a different light, or hopefully finding harmony in the complexity. This is what I wanted to achieve.
Wow, so cool. Thank you for sharing a bit more about that.
You are most welcome. You are most welcome.
Jenny, you want to go to your question?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so I had a question as far as like the patterns that you choose and the particular like geometric elements. Why do you use those as your subject matter? And I know that you touched on the fact that like geometry is all around us. But do those shapes have any particular significance to you?
Absolutely. Like, geometric shapes and patterns resonate deeply with me because they are both primal and universal. And for me, they represent the foundational structure of our universe, you know, from microscopic to, you know, macrocosmic, let's say, scale. And by using these shapes, Jenny, I'm aiming to bridge the gap between the abstract and the tangible. Therefore, I want to offer, like, if a person is looking to my artwork as an entry point into the understanding the deeper truths, I would say. Therefore, for me, shapes, like, in their simplicity, convey a sense of order and harmony, you know, that reflects both the patterns of the nature and constructs the human cognition. To me, they are a medium to express, you know, this interconnectedness of the and unity of the diversity. And each piece I create, this is what I want to aim for each piece that I create is to have an exploration of the balance, symmetry, and hopefully with the mathematical touch into it.
Yeah, I definitely feel it. I feel like when I view your art, it transports me to like that place visually and almost spiritually, like especially the animated pieces. So I had always wanted to ask you that question. So thank you so much for clarifying it and the fact that it's connected and it really shows like when you're viewing the art.
Thank you, Jenny. And I have one huge update for you, actually. Just announced like, I think half an hour ago, there was a competition in the Builders DAO. It's a great initiative, by the way. And I submitted my artwork that I haven't minted yet. It's about the cubes. And, you know, it's also animation one. And Jenny, you know what? It's the winner. So I'm so excited for that, actually.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's go, man. That's amazing. Congratulations. So, I agree, man. I feel like, yeah, when I look at your pieces, you know, there's just something like very entrancing about them, you know, and I do feel almost like finding myself kind of being, you know, being transported. And one of the things when I look at them, you know, and especially some of the animated ones, I've always been kind of intrigued by what your process kind of looks like, you know, and I was hoping that maybe you can share or kind of walk us through like a little bit of like, what is the process for creating one of your amazing artworks? And I was also curious if you usually have like a concept or an idea in mind before you start, or does it just kind of come to you more intuitively as you start creating it?
Oh, certainly. My process starts actually with conceptualization. I couldn't pronounce it the right way, but you understand it, because I want to come up with what I want to explore. You know, this can be a simple pattern that I have recognized, or a simple shape even that can, you know, introduce me. That's my starting point, like to make it like a concept. And then I explore it further. Therefore, instead of having like a fixed vision, you know, from the outset, I usually allow the concept to evolve, actually. You know, I play, like, this is like digital artwork, so it's like a playground, you know, Giancarlo, and I experiment with the arrangements, overlays, or combinations, or letting the shapes and patterns interact organically. This is like a second step, I would say. And then color and texture. Because on the basic structure, you know, begins to emerge, I introduce color palette and then the texture. You know, colors are not chosen randomly. You know, they are coming from either emotion or a message that I wanted to convey, you know, and also the texture adapt and make abstract more tactile, I would say. And then as a next step, for me, it's like iteration, especially art in the digital realm. It's an iterative process. I continually refine and tweak elements. And then I ensure that each piece that I create is visually compelling and conceptually profound. And obviously the last step, I would call it like, once I'm satisfied and I review the artwork as a holistic entity, and it ensures that it communicates the intended emotion or idea I wanted to give, then I finalize my artwork. That's my process, I can share.
Wow, love that. So, and such a thorough answer. I didn't expect anything less from you, you know, than I love it. It's a little bit of like a pre-planning, but then kind of letting the piece and the shapes and things kind of talk to you, and then also making sure that it's, you know, it's really achieving the vision you had. So no, I love that so much. And I can definitely relate to some of those points, you know, because I, even though maybe sometimes I might have something in mind, I think when you start creating, and I love that notion of like being a playground, right? Like you kind of play and test things out. And yeah, I think that's one of the really cool things that you can really do very well in the digital art side of things, you know, that it gives you a little bit more room to like play and change. And just a quick follow-up to that too. I was curious, like, cause I know some of your pieces are animated and like other ones aren't. When do you decide, like usually do you decide like if you're going to animate something from the get-go, or is it something that also as you're creating it, does it like you decide, oh, this would be good animated and let me do the animation for this?
Yeah, it's also coming up to your second question. What I do is like I mix both let's say convinced, you know, concept, and then, you know, creative creations. Therefore, while I might start with, you know, foundational idea, the art's final form often emerges through the process. Therefore, it's influenced by the, you know, dynamic interplay or shapes or color or the underlying theme. Therefore, sometimes, you know, like I mix these two, then I decided whether it's becoming animated or not during the process as it evolves, I would say. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for clarifying that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jenny.
No. I was just going to say that I love that, because the way that I heard that is that there may be a concept at the beginning, you know, that you go into it, but you allow it to happen. So it's both conceptual and then intuitive at the same time. And I love that you said that you can feel it when it's done, like, you know. And so, yeah, that was a really cool explanation. Thank you for that. And I like that you're very driven by that, in not just the creation of the art, but I like how in the beginning you mentioned that, you know, you stayed around, even with the no sales for 9 months. And now you have this impressive amount of collectors. And I was wondering, what advice do you have for other artists about staying true to their gut and being persistent, even when faced with really challenging times?
Well, first of all, what I would say is believe in yourself. You know, if you believe in yourself, if you do it with the passion, if you love what you do, therefore, I would say, believe in yourself first and the rest will come, because like your art will be recognized, your art will be discovered in the time. It may take some time, but stay true to your vision. This is what I would say, you know, and, you know, after believing in yourself, like trends come and go, Jenny, you know, this is what we see. Like sometimes that style is going up, sometimes everybody wants that style, etc. I think it's totally fine to be inspired by that, by them actually, or trends. But, you know, for artists, I would say, do not let them to dictate your entire style, you know, because authenticity resonates. And over time, your unique voice will find its audience. This is what happened to me. And I wanted to share for and foremost, actually, to the other artists that are coming to our community. And second of all, I would say, adapt and learn, because it's an essential to stay true to your art and be open to the feedback and continuously improve your skills with the new tools, techniques, or even perspectives. It can refresh and elevate your work. And Jenny, by the way, is there a background noise coming from me? I just wanted to make sure it's not coming.
No, I don't hear, my friend.
Okay,
that's weird either, no?
Perfect. So happy to hear that. And for me, the other thing that I would say is networking. Networking is the key. Engage with our community. You know, you collaborate with other artists, you know, maybe attend a workshop or join, you know, some online, you know, events, or hopefully in real life events. But networking and collaborating is one of the other points that I would say. And I would say, you know, embrace the rejection, because every no is just a step close to yes. Therefore, use it as a motivation, you know, and do not give up, you know, try to get better. What I would say, especially like this, what we faced in 3 months ago, Jenny, there was a big, you know, gas prices increase. It was, you know, not suitable for artists to mint, for collectors to collect. You know, it was like a crazy there. Therefore, what I would say, diversify your platform. You know, do not restrict yourself on one platform or medium. Explore the other platforms. This is what I did like for 3 months ago. The gas price, Ethereum gas price was so high. Therefore, I wanted to come. This was a challenge, right? I accepted the challenge and then came up with the idea of minting on the, you know, Tezos. Like, I've been into NFT space for 3 years, and 3 months ago, first I minted on Tezos. So that was a challenge that led to another solution. And for me, I'm really glad that I did that, because, you know, it also opened a new door for me. Oh, another point I would say in that particular, I would say, be patient. You know, it takes time for collectors, you know, to build your collector base or gaining that recognition. Like, celebrating small victories, you know, another artist can make a sale, like one ETH, two ETH, three ETH, 50 ETH, I don't know. please do not compare yourself. Be patient and your time will take. And if you make it even a small success story, please share it with your community. And last one, I would say, self-care, Jenny. Like, it's very important. Yourself, your well-being is very precious, I would say. Take break, you know, engage in activities outside of the art or Web3, because balancing that mental and the way that you do create your art is very important. Therefore, you know, we also need to have that self-care. I would say, you know, every artist has a unique journey. But for me, for the last 2 years, these are the key takeaways that I can share with you.
Man, that was great advice. I mean, I myself, as an artist, like, took a lot of that, and I'm going to be using that, especially the one about self-care and about being flexible, because I think that's what's really going to be able to keep us doing this for the long run. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. I'm sure people in the audience greatly gained from those different pieces of advice that you shared with us.
You are most welcome. So happy to be there.
Yeah, that's amazing advice. I took many notes there. I might have to clip that that audio later and just post that, because just so much good advice there, you know. And I love that, you know, like, you know, believe in yourself and the rest will come in time, and, you know, having patience and yeah, I think the self-care, definitely huge, I think, for sure. And you know, I think the, you know, exploring the other platforms and staying open to that, adapting and learning, continually improving, you know, man, just so many good pieces of information there. And I thought one of the other ones that you mentioned too was really key as well. And I found also that to be very valuable is definitely like networking and collaborating, right? Because I think, you know, in the end of the day, like, this is a big community, right? And we are stronger together, right? And I think there's definitely power in numbers and making connections, you know, and getting to know, you know, fellow artists. And quite honestly, like, not only does it help you to get through the tough times, but it just makes it more fun. You know, it's more fun to like connect with other people and engage, you know, versus just trying to, you know, kind of do this alone. And I know earlier you mentioned, or you kind of alluded a little bit to the fact that you've done, you know, a lot of collaborations in this space. I started looking into it when I was researching for this, and yeah, you've done like a crazy amount of collaborations in this Web3 space. I saw, you know, you've done collaborations with Anna Zubarev, who's, you know, a regular on this space. Sabet, Yelohoke Bimida, Seppo, Bagan, who's another person I've Bagan we've collected from. So definitely a lot of collections, some really cool collaborations you've done. I was hoping that maybe you can tell us maybe which one of these has been some of your favorite collaborations, and if there's any particular artists that you admire and would love to collaborate with in the future.
Yeah, sure. Actually, every collaboration that I have had within the Web3 space, you know, holds a unique and special place in my journey, Giancarlo. And it's really, you know, truly challenging to single out a favorite, because each artist brought their distinct vision and style. And for me, creating a, you know, synergy that was uniquely beautiful, its own right. So therefore, they are all like different, you know, chapters in a book, Giancarlo. And, you know, each essential is each essential to the narrative, and each bringing its own emotional storyline. For me, it's like, you know, just as a parent, you know, might find it impossible, you know, to choose a favorite child. You know, I would say I find it equally challenging to name one collaboration over another. Therefore, all are cherished and integral to my evolution as an artist, I would say, yeah. And second of all, to your second question, for the future, I definitely would love to, you know, do one with the Delta Source and Horizon also. They're all great artists. And also one with you, Jenny. Definitely, we should do that. And Giancarlo with you too.
Oh my God,
that would be an honor. Yeah,
my honor. Sure.
Yeah, would love that.
And you know, amazing. I am also a fan of Delta Sauce.
Yeah, his art is so cool. He's really awesome. And man, you know, I really like, you know, your answer to the first part, because you're right. You know, each artist, you know, has something really cool and amazing that they bring. And I think as I was even going through like all your collaboration collections, Unknown Origin, I probably couldn't even choose a favorite either. I mean, they all just look so cool, you know, and it's like, I just love like how you're able to blend your style with other people. And especially where you do these pieces where like you create like the vortex with like the animations and the movement, and then you see like their artwork, you know, kind of flowing through that. I mean, it is just like the coolest thing, you know. So no, I love that. I love that, you know, that there's like a beauty and something special about each and every one of them. So no, that's awesome.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. Like that creating that different, you know, let's say approach and, you know, combining it with my, let's say, geometrical abstract art and coming something out of it. This is like an amazing for me, you know, and, you know, creating that, you know, let's say collab, we also join a lot. We have also lots of fun. Therefore, really enjoy that part too.
That's great. Well, I would love to see what you and Giancarlo come up with. I already have my mind racing, thinking about what I could potentially do with you, and looking forward to more amazing art and collabs that you do. I had a question as far as digital art, digital abstract art in particular, like yours. I noticed that more frequently I'm seeing it at music concerts to enhance the experience, that like visual audio experience. If you could pick a musician to work with to showcase your art on stage, who would it be?
Well, I will answer this question in two ways, actually. One is globally, Jennifer, and one is locally. First of all, you know, if I was given that opportunity, I would be thrilled to collaborate with Coldplay, you know, on a global scale, if that's possible. Coldplay, if you hear us, you know, this is my message to you, because I just love their music a lot. And I believe it will be harmonized in a very depth and, you know, integrated way for my digital abstract art. Like they have atmospheric nature and like a sky full of stars, etc. And I think it will combine, you know, with my visuals and could create a mesmerizing, you know, experience for the concert. And second of all, from the local perspective, Jenny, I would like to name you a Turkish singer. Actually, we went to her concert last week with my wife. Her name is Melike Şahin, and she has a great voice, by the way. She's one of the, pop stars in Turkey. And we were at her concert, and like in the background, Jenny, you should see that the way that it was used, like this, in the video, in the background, as a team, very similar to my art. You know, I saw it there and I told my wife, like, you see, it's very similar, etc. We were discussing. And therefore, for locally, I would choose Melike Şahin. She has an amazing voice and, you know, her lyrics are very resonatively. And, you know, for me, merging them with my art would be like an honor and multi-sensory threat for the audience, I think. Therefore, I would say Coldplay and Melike Şahin. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And I actually went to a Coldplay concert maybe a year and a half ago, and I could so see it 100%, your art there on stage or wrapping around like the audience. And I have to look into that Turkish artist, but I really hope that happens. And one day I go on my timeline and I see a concert local to you with your art there. That would be super cool.
That would be awesome. You know, like a dream coming true for me. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I'm also like a huge fan of Coldplay, you know, so Chris Martin, if you ever happen to listen to this space or the podcast episode later, you need to hit up InfoSecco. But yeah, when you were talking about it, like I was literally like playing the songs in my head, you know, now I was actually thinking of like Speed of Sound or like Clocks. And yeah, you know, I was picturing like, you know, one of your like animated pieces, and I'm like, yeah, that would be so freaking cool. So I love that. I think it would go so well. I mean, definitely I could just picture it for sure. Love it.
Giancarlo, you can picture it, right? Like you can picture like in the background my animated art like that. But
yeah, kidding, right? Like on the big screens behind. Yeah. I mean it would just go so well. I can already imagine it, man. It's amazing. All right, cool. Well, so one other thing I wanted to ask you about at Mosaico as well is maybe if you could share with us about any, you know, big upcoming projects or goals you have for your art career, or share maybe any other things that we can expect to see from you in the future.
Yeah, sure. One thing that I definitely would do is continue to improve my art, evolution of the geometric abstract art. Because I'm working on new concepts. You will also notice in my latest stroke, you know, I try to put the digital, like, geometric patterns in a different way. I'm experimenting on them. And I really believe that, you know, for my upcoming project, you will see that touch of that evolution of my geometrical abstract art, first of all. And second of all, obviously, future collaborations. Like, with the other artists, we are talking in the background. We have the, like, timeline for that. And hopefully we will have some good and, you know, very exciting, just like I did in the past, over 50 collabs. New collabs will be also on the, you know, table that we are discussing. And for my goal, definitely, like, I would love to be part of the global exhibitions. I think Giancarlo, Jenny, this is very critical for an NFT artist, you know, to represent your art, like, globally. For me, I haven't, you know, visited yet Miami yet, but my art did. You know, I haven't, you know, visited Lisbon yet. It's on my list, but my art did. So, you know, before I go, my art goes there, which is an honor for me. And for me, like, to have more global exhibitions in the future is one of them. And for me, like, I believe we also wear this hat, Giancarlo, like, in terms of onboarding the newcomers, you know, in terms of to make them their process easier, you know, to adapt to Web3 so that we can grow this community. This is what I think, what I have in my mind. Therefore, onboarding that process, make it easier for other artists by sharing my, let's say, 2 years knowledge. 2 years in NFT is like 10 years in real life. Therefore, I'm happy to share that, you know, with, you know, with oncomers or newcomers to our community. And obviously, the last one I would say is a sustainability. You know, for me, it's very important to keep our environment, keep safe and, you know, sustainable. Therefore, if I can do anything for, you know, aesthetically or ecologically, I would love to be part of that. Yeah.
Wow, love that. And yeah, if you happen to ever come to Miami, to, you know, with your art, man, definitely got to let us know. And I'm sure Jenny and I would both love to meet up in person. But yeah, no, I love a lot of what you said there, you know, in terms of, you know, being able to help with onboarding more people into the space, and, you know, try to do it all, also through, you know, global expos. You know, I think there's so many people that love art, you know, out there that probably have no idea of, like, all the amazing artists that exist in the space and that are, like, constantly, you know, releasing new artworks. And I think once we can, like, open people's eyes to that, and hopefully, you know, things also get a little bit simpler, less complex from a technology perspective. You know, I think it'll, you know, we'll probably see a lot of that, a lot of people, more people kind of, you know, entering the space from that perspective. And I'm really excited to see, yeah, like the evolution of your art. I mean, your art is already so amazing. And it's really cool to hear that you're experimenting with, like, new concepts and things like that. So I'm really excited to see how it continues to evolve and improve over time. So really, really excited for that. And also for the future collaborations as well.
Definitely. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm imagining this, like, Giancarlo, Jennifer, Chaz, like, also join. I also see Alicia and Anna joining, you know, Luca, Yusplata. Mm-hmm. We are all in the same place and, you know, taking a selfie together, you know, like in a real life exhibition. Therefore, I'm really looking forward to that and seeing you and, you know, talking to you face-to-face. Definitely would love to do that.
Would love it too. That's awesome. So one other thing I wanted to ask you about, so we talked a lot about, you know, your artwork, you know, digital art and a little bit of your story. What are you passionate about outside of art and Web3?
Well, first of all, what I would say, I'm deeply passionate for the nature. You know, it's very inspiring for me, the colors, everything, you know, Jenny knows it all very well. Giancarlo, you also know it. I love this vacation and, you know, try to discover new areas, etc. For me, like, nature is something I would say on top. And then second, definitely I'm passionate for the, of course, books and literature, you know, because we they transport us, you know, to the different worlds and refresh our perspective. This is what we need also to, you know, to challenge my thought process. That's, I would say, as a second. For third, definitely travel. I love traveling a lot. Like up to now, I don't know, I have seen like maybe almost 20 countries. I'm looking forward to see it more because experiencing like diverse cultures and cuisines, for me, it's a unique experience. And, you know, learning from them and, you know, it also triggers my inspiration, I would say. Other than that, definitely like sustainable living, especially in our current, you know, world that is right now, we need to be eco-friendly in every way that we can do. Therefore, I would say it. And then, of course, music and community involvement. For me, giving back is essential. You know, the way that I want to do, basically, as you know, as Jenny mentioned in the introduction, you know, I share other artists' artwork in my feed without expecting anything in back. You know, to give that credit to that artist, to increase their exposure. And then, you know, hopefully one of my collectors will also, you know, discover them and buy from them. And then, you know, if I can touch someone else's life in that way, that makes me so happy. These are the points that I can share. Yeah.
Those are great. I love that. And when you said that you love experimenting with different cuisines when you go traveling, I had a huge smile on my face because my next question is a lighthearted one, and it has to do with Turkish desserts. And I wanted to ask you which you prefer. I wouldn't be able to pick, but I'm curious. Do you prefer baklava or kenefe?
Oh my God, I love this question. I love this question. No, I just love this question. Jenny, I love kebab. I love kebab. You know, for me, it's hard to describe it with the words, but kebab has a special place. What I would say, you know, baklava is very rich in terms of the sweet dessert. You know, it's made of layers of phyllo filled with, you know, chopped nuts and, you know, sweet with the honey and syrup. It's very tasty. Künefe is, on the other hand, is like a cheese, you know, filled pastry. It's soaked into the sweet sugar-based syrup. For me, as I love kebab, after the kebab, I always prefer künefe because I adore it. You know, after that, you know, kebab, that, you know, warm and cheesy texture of künefe, it's hard to describe with words, but I hope I can, you know, give that feeling back to you.
Yes, you definitely did. And now I'm going to have that for dinner and dessert. Thank you.
Me too. Holy cow, man. You described that and I'm like salivating right now. I'm just like, wow, I need to go get myself some dessert, man. Love it. Oh, man. Yeah, and it's funny because I'm a fan of baklava, but I've never had künefe before. So now I'm like very intrigued to try it.
You got to. And you got to report back. We want to know what you thought.
To report back. All right. Yes. I'll have to do that. I'm going to find some and then maybe in the next space or on Sunday in One Love, I'll report back.
Please do. Please. It's really delicious.
Oh, that's awesome. So one of the things that we usually ask the guests as well is what are your top three favorite movies of all time?
I'm a huge fan of Lord of the Rings trilogy. Like, for me, like, I can watch, like, I don't know, back to back, like, many times. And, you know, for me, Middle Earth is something, you know, different, you know, I can tell. Therefore, I would say Lord of the Rings at the top. And the other one, I would say, Last Samurai, actually, you know, it's about the tale of honor, redemption, you know, cultural immersion. Therefore, you know, the Japan, of course, that amazing landscape is there, breathtaking landscapes there also. Therefore, it's the show you how to lead as a character. You know, if you analyze it deeply in the movie, I think that I would put it as a second. And third, maybe you know it. It's a, let's say, romantic comedy, by the way. And it's called Notting Hill. It's, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Grant.
Yeah.
Exactly. A classic.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I love that movie. It's, for me, it's so, let's say, human. You know what I mean? Like, every character there and, like, the way that the story evolves is, for me, amazing. And, you know, it's like the contrasting the world of an ordinary, you know, British bookseller and, you know, with that American actress. And very unpredictable love there. And one scene, maybe you will remember, Giancarlo and Jennifer, in the beginning of this, you know, like, movie, they were also referring to a Turkish book, you know, in terms of where to go and what to eat. Julia Roberts was looking for a travel book, and it was about Turkey, which was a like small touch, but was a nice one, actually. Yeah.
Love that. You know, funny, I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, maybe I'll have to like go back and see. But yeah, you're right. they did reference Turkey there. It's definitely a classic for sure. It's a great movie.
Definitely that one line, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a board." I just had that replay in my head just now. So good.
Exactly. And that's so real. Yeah.
Amazing. All right. So I know we have a couple of speakers up here on stage as well. And also, by the way, if anybody else wants to request, feel free to do so. We'd love to have more of you guys up here. I wrote down that Maryam was first. Maryam, are you still there? And can you speak?
Hello, hello. How's it going?
It's going well. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Hello. Thank you. Hello, Jennifer. Shout out to you. I'm really glad and honored to be in this space. Thank you for this space. And I just was listening to him. And I guess that it was really, it was really fascinating. And I'm inspired by him. When he was talking about her perseverance and consistency, and I think that it is really valuable. And, you know, I'm kind of new in this NFT world. And sometimes I feel overwhelmed. Sometimes I feel that I should, I don't know, change my strategies or something, because some people are seemingly more successful than me. But as he said, I believe that we should just, follow what he said. And thank you. And just for a quick introduction for myself, I'm an illustrator. And and I do illustrate books. And what is really interesting for me about NFT and these communities is that pure freedom that we have here, you know? I don't have to stick to special text or, I don't know, story. You don't have to follow anyone's lead or, I don't know, you don't have any kind of censorship. And you can just show what it is in your mind. And people are really interested and really kind and wants to know about you, your art, and they always give, you know, some support and kind words. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you for coming up.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Imposego.
You go ahead. I add later. Thank you, Jeff.
No. Go ahead. I think you were going to give some advice to her as well. So no, go ahead, please.
Actually, you know, this is what I would tell, you know, what others do, you know, they make sales. They sell about this much, etc. Please just ignore and focus on yourself. Do not compare yourself with any other artist. You are unique. You have your own style. And then you will get that recognition if you keep it doing like persistently and then, you know, like consistently, let's say, in a better way. And then you will get that point. For me, this is my experience, like what I faced in the last 2 years. Like as a geometrical abstract art, my art was always there as a geometrical abstract art. And in the time, Chad also knows it very well. It evolved, you know, in a different way. Like I added a different touch than that silhouette, minimalist touch. It keep evolving. But in that last 2 years, I never, ever compared myself to other people or other artists. This is what I would tell. Yeah. Back to you, Giancarlo.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that it is really great, you know, that you're telling me this, because these days I'm saying that people are doing AI art, you know, and seemingly others really like it. And I was wondering the other day, should I do AI? Because I don't do it. I just illustrate on my iPad. Sometimes it's physical first. And So I think I should follow my own way, right?
Yeah, Maryam, what I would say is, yeah, definitely follow your own way, right? I think when it comes down to it, you should create in the way and what you want, like what you love, right? Like, so make art that you love yourself, right? and create it in a way, in a process that you also love, right? And I mean, I think it's perfectly fine if you feel excited about maybe experimenting with AI, go for it. Experiment, test it out. Maybe collaborate with AI. You know, do some parts with AI, then add your own touch to it. I think, you know, we have incredible freedom in this space to create whatever we want, you know, and you know, you have unlimited reign, right? Like to create the art that you want to make. So I think if you want to create with AI, do it. But what I would say is, don't do it because you feel like you have to do it to like compete or something like that, right? I think that's maybe the wrong way to look at it, right? I think if you want to create, you want to test out new tools, do it because you love it. And because, you know, with those tools, you can make the art that you love, right? And I think that's really the key message. I mean, at the end of the day, like there's collectors here that will appreciate AI art that's made, you know, by hand. There's collectors and there's people that are going to be interested in anything, but I think ultimately it should be things that you love, right? And only do it because, you know, you feel that strong desire and a passion to want to explore and test out new tools, and not just like, oh, well, I need to do this because it's the trend or whatever, right? I think that's the wrong way to look at it.
Yeah, exactly, Giancarlo. And maybe here I would like to also add a one huge shout out to one of the newcomers, to Share. Hey, that's right, in our space. And I'm so happy to see you, my friend. First of all, huge shout out to you. You know, once you, Giancarlo, said, do it with the passion, one of the first persons that comes up to my mind is Che. The way that he creates his music is totally amazing. The way that he supports our community is amazing. Therefore, I wanted to say, you know, huge shout out to Che, and also my dear and, you know, one of my biggest, you know, friends and, let's say, supporter, also to Chess. Like, they are supporting a lot and putting lots of effort. Therefore, huge shout out to you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add really quickly before we go to another speaker that it has to be heart-led, and you'll know it because as an artist, you're tapped into that, right? So just to, you know, piggyback off of what Giancarlo said, for sure, experiment with it, right? So I'm an AI artist, but I'm also a collector, and I've collected your work. Because your work as an illustrator is quite captivating and lovely, especially that recent piece with the mother, you know, with the pregnancy. I thought that was beautiful. So yeah, like for sure, keep doing what you love to create because it shows in the art. And I mean, you have a perfect example of Mpozeko, who had 9 months of no sales and he's still here. And not just here, he's one of the most prolific and known artist in the space. So that right there is proof. So yeah.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate your kindness, my dear Jennifer. You're right. Thank you. And sorry, I have another question. You know, I just said that I'm a newcomer. So I hear it all the time that we should support the community, right? So if we just follow people and just show them that we are interested in what they're doing, is it really enough, or we should actually buy, you know? Because I haven't sold so many things right now, but I'm just asking, should we really buy, you know? Otherwise, people think that you aren't a kind of real member of the community, you aren't supporting.
So I think I saw Mpozeko raise the hand first. So why don't you go first and then Jenny can follow up?
Probably we will say the same answer with Jenny.
Probably.
I'm telling you. Probably, right? Probably.
I can tell 100%, you know, we will tell the same answer. Mariam, to answer your question, you don't need to buy something to support the community. What does it mean in our community? It's showing a genuine interest, an authentic way, supporting it with a like, retweet, even commenting, you know, under that, you know, that artist artwork. You can do it also into the next level, like I do. You know, I share it other artist artwork in my timeline, you know, so that they can, you know, my, you know, followers, like I have 10,000 right now, so that they can see that artwork. Therefore, definitely don't need to buy anything. Supporting means showing love in that authentic way. You know what I mean? Like really showing that in a way. Like comment, like, retweet, share their artwork. This is the way how we support our community. Back to you, Jen.
Yeah, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. There's no rule that says that at all. And you don't have to feel compelled to do it if you want to do it because you really resonate with that person's art, then go for it. You know, that's great. But there's so many ways of supporting and showing love. Even just getting to know the person in a space and following up in DMs, that happened with us. You know, we met in a space and then you messaged me and you thought that I would be interested in that piece because I'm a mom, and you were right and it resonated perfectly with me. So that's how I think you build those connections. And those authentic connections will lead to, you know, sales, yes, but also genuine relationships in the space that can lead to opportunities, because it's not just about opportunities in sales, it's about opportunities in general.
Yeah, oh, you guys did it perfectly. go ahead, Marianne.
Anand, I just wanted to say that I'm really grateful. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you for coming up here, Marianne. Really appreciate, you know, you joining us here, bringing those questions. Those were all great questions to ask. I'm sure there's others in the space that would have wanted to know the same thing. And yeah, just love having you here. And yeah, please keep creating. You know, please keep putting your artwork out there. You know, you have, I was going through your profile, you have some beautiful pieces. Definitely keep creating stuff that you love and do what you're doing. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go next to our other speaker, Carlos. Happy Friday. How you doing, my friend?
Hello, guys.
Hey, Carlos.
Happy to be here. Was looking forward to hearing Poseco and, you know, just giving the flowers because it's amazing what he's been doing, not only creating art, but also just how he built the community and how he helped all the artists to show the art and support. And then just want to be really brief and just came to say hi and be proud of be a friend of space when Poseco, and then for sure in the future do a collab with him. So I think that's gonna be one of the also things, and I'd be so happy to do that. And hearing your story is motivating, and like I admire your work. I look in how simplistic it can be, but how amazing, because the thoughts and the process and the energy and the love that you put in your work, and then I think is transmitting in every piece that you create. And one of the pieces that I love the most is the collab that you did with Anna in El Ojo Que Mira. That was one of the two favorite for me. And I hope everybody have a good weekend. And thank you for the space, guys.
Carlos, coming this from you means a lot to me. Really appreciate your kind words and also your support. And, you know, so happy to connect with you. Like, it has been a long time since we connected. I'm really glad that our roads also crossed. Thank you for your kind words. Really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And one of the things, when you replied that DM for me, that was mean a lot. So I just want to say that to you too. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome anytime. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos, for coming up to speak. Always a pleasure having you here, my friend. And hope you have a wonderful Friday, wonderful weekend as well. All right, we have Luco. Mi hermano, ¿cómo estás?
Escucha.
Sí, te escuchamos. Yeah, we hear you fine. Happy Friday, my friend.
Happy Friday, fam. How are you all?
I know doing well, my friend, doing well.
I'm not in home, but I was listening to this amazing and beautiful space, guys. Thank you so much. I have to say that I am super happy to meet more about Poseco, because I follow him since a long time, man, and he inspires so much, like my journey and like this resilience in the journey, and be with the confidence with be yourself and do their own things and keep it going and support if you can and all these things. I see, I think that this is something beautiful. It's like the one love philosophy. I don't know. I see it like that. So I appreciate so much, fam, for real, this space. I'm super happy. You gave me my Friday, an amazing Friday for real. I am at my friend's home, my best friend's home, so I feel full in the real life, full in the Web3, full with thanks to you. So, bam, thank you so much. And Poseco, you're amazing, bro. For real. Man, super happy. Seriously, man, super happy to meet more about you, to hear from you, and to have this beautiful space. Like, it's unique. It's a moment. Few hours of love, of connection. Much love, fam.
Hola, Luco. Yo quiero decir muchas gracias. Hablo un poco español, no mucho, pero poquito. So I want to thank you, my friend. You know, I really appreciate that for your kind words. You bring lots of energy to our community, man. Really appreciate that. Therefore, you know, I wanted to, you know, say a little bit speaking like Spanish. Therefore, I wanted to say that to you. Really appreciate your kind words. Really means a lot to me, man. Much appreciated.
Gracias, gracias, amigo.
Está muy bueno tu español en Poseco.
Sí, me
muchas gracias. Cuando estaba en la universidad, yo tengo la clase para 4 semestres. Es más o menos lo entendiendo. Me gustó mucho. Me gustó mucho español.
Bien, hermano. Qué bueno saber eso. Me alegra.
Aquí tienes personas con quien practicar, so can practice with some of the community.
For sure.
So, hey, Luco, thank you so much, man, for coming up here. I love the vibe you always bring. I hope you have a great time with your best friend today. And, man, appreciate you so much, brother. Have a wonderful day.
And Giancarlo, one thing I would like to add is, like, hearing, you know, makes my day, seriously. Like, once, like, Luco comes up here and tells the way that I inspired him, and, you know, hard to put it into words, but really means a lot to me, you know, like, it's so nice to hear that, actually. Thank you, Luco.
Thank you so much to you, for real. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Let's keep going and vibing and creating amazing for the soul, for the people, for all the world. Much love, my bro. Giancarlo, hermano. Gracias, Jenny. Gracias.
Gracias a ti, hermano. All right, I'm going to go next to our buddy, Edub. Chris, how you doing, man? I'm glad you were able to make it to the space.
Hey, what's going on, Giancarlo, Jenny, Imposeco, man of the hour. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great, brother.
All good. Yeah.
Man, I had to find a way to just sneak in here and, just throw your flowers, brother. I mean, you know, I know we kind of crossed paths around the same time last year as things were, you know, really kicking off and picking up steam. You know, I'm not sure how long you had already been doing things, but man, just to see, you know, the dedication, the passion, and just how well received, you know, your art and you has been, you know, from the community and Web3, it's been really inspiring. It's just been really cool to see, you know, like Luco said, and I really loved what he said about his heart being full on both sides, you know, Web3 in the real world. That really resonated with me because I feel that way every day when I come and just get to be around or, you know, talking with you all. So, Imposeco, just have to tell you, fam, I respect you so much. I love your art. Huge congratulations on all the success so far. And the sky's the limit, my friend. I mean, you can, whatever you want to do, brother, you got it. You can do it. Hope y'all have a blessed day. I just had to slide in and throw the flowers to the man.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear Chris. Really appreciate your kind words. Like, we have been known each other, like, for almost 2 years with Chris. And, like, we never, you know, departed. We always, you know, there and support each other. And for me, like, we had this discussion with Chris recently, actually. Last year, he was about to go to Disneyland with his family. And, you know, we were discussing that time. And now, you know, another trip just came. And we said, oh, my God, 1 year already passed since we, you know, talk about it. Therefore, you know, time flies so fast. And in that part, in that, you know, particular, you know, time, I'm so happy to know you. You also bring lots of energy to our community, man. And really appreciate your kind words. Much love.
Yeah, Chris, thank you so much for coming up. I appreciate you. You snuck in here as well. And I agree with what Poseco said. I mean, you also bring such amazing energy. You do so much to support people in this community as well. And you're also a fantastic artist as well. I think that would also be a really cool collaboration I'd like to see as well. Poseco one. So maybe you guys should also connect on that. I think that would be really dope.
We definitely should do. We already created one, you know, once in our journey in the beginning, but now I think it's time to, you know, renovate it, right, Chris?
Oh, wow. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go. That would be awesome. Oh, actually, looks like Chaz is coming up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Chaz is coming. Jennifer, we are at the same time, you know.
We're so connected. It's so funny.
That's so funny. Hey, Chaz.
Moncano. Hey, just let you guys know, I'm in the car. Hi. The AC doesn't work. I got the windows up so I could talk to you. My Bluetooth this morning. You'd think modern cars would be so much better. But I did want to come up and let you know that Poseco is such a huge inspiration in this space, and I absolutely love his art, absolutely admire him, and wish I could be a tenth of the skills that he has. And every piece that he makes literally just draws my mind into different places, and just, man, your work is just beautiful, brother. I just wanted to give you some flowers, and so glad to hear this space and hear about you and your journey and everything you've gone through. That 9 months piece was really interesting. Just how all of a sudden you can explode. And that's what I always tell artists, just leave your art out there. Just leave it. And then eventually you'll be discovered. And you know, somebody's going to find you and they're going to be in love with you. So yeah, man, just love your work and really appreciate being a friend and also just having you in the space, brother.
Thank you, Chaz. You know that you have a special place in my heart. I really appreciate your amazing and huge support. And thank you for also coming up and also sharing your kind words with me, because it really means a lot to me. I really want to thank you. You know, your support is amazing. And so, you know, once you also come up and sharing it here in our space, in like Giancarlo's and Jennifer's space, really makes my day. I really appreciate that. Thank you, man.
Much love, brother.
Much love.
Thank you, Chaz. Thank you so much for coming up. Appreciate you so much, man. You also do so much stuff for this community and this space as well. Tremendously appreciate you, man, and hope you have a great rest of your day and weekend. All right. So wanted to start going and wrapping it up. And Poseco, man, it has been an absolute pleasure, you know, having you as a guest today, learning a little bit more about your story and the inspiration behind your amazing artwork. Man, I got to say, your story, you know, it is very, very inspirational and motivating, you know, just, you know, hearing the fact that, you know, you stuck with it, you know, despite the 9 months, you know, of not really making sales. And it really just goes to show, you know, for anyone that also is an artist in this space, that, you know, perseverance, you know, staying connected, continuing to work on your art, the art that you want to make, that you love, and you're just staying in it, you know, just persevering through the tough times can pay off tremendously, man. So I really, really appreciated learning more about your story, you know, getting to hear from you. And I also will now be trying to find where I can get some cunefe so I can go and taste that delicious dessert. But yeah, man, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here, my friend.
Thank you, Giancarlo. For me, that pleasure belongs to me. You know, you and Jenny, every week, you know, create this amazing space, and it's very personalized. The way that you question, the way that you, you know, look for the data and for the history of the art and artwork, it's truly amazing. You put lots of effort into it. And therefore, what I would like to say, at the pin at the top, you will see one of my latest thing. And that's a collaboration between, that's actually created for this space, actually for Giancarlo and Jennifer. And for me, you know, we created this open edition unique to the space. Therefore, I want to also give a heads up for that and for your, you know, huge, let's say, effort and, you know, amazing support to our community. Thanks a lot. Much appreciated, man.
Thank you so much, my friend. And thanks to everyone that was here today. You know, greatly appreciate all your guys' support for joining these spaces, especially also to those that came up and asked questions and commented. You know, really, really appreciate you guys. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend, wonderful Friday. Much love to you all. Take care.